Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
I just left it in the fridge in case Gucci eats it.
Oh, sorry, Ninji.
It's the gas machine, the gas machine, the gas variation. It's the gas machine, the gas machine, the gas variation.
Everyone, and welcome to the Cusper Radio Show at 11:02 on this wonderful Friday in Rivonia, Johannesburg, South Africa. And with me here is a full team, namely Gavin Prince. Good morning, Your Highness.
Sonny Bonani and Unjani.
We got Betty Bangles. Goeiemôre, Scotteslet.
Hallo, Jelle.
We got Shemaine Harris looking beautiful. Hello, Shermie.
Hello, Nunu.
It's going halanganga. and here we got Duncan the Pumpkin Mambazo. Kuidag.
Hey, sanbona inkunze zimnyama. Namhlanje siyabangena no Casper nabangani. Sawuhleka.
Unamanga.
Uyatshela.
Are you sure we're going to laugh?
Ngiyatshela.
Inyama.
Inyama imnandi so idla futhi nayo.
Voet naai.
Voet naai. Ek het voet naai gehoor en ek het ek gehoor.
Ek ook, ek twee.
En vleis. Hy wil vleis hê asseblief.
Inyama. Inyama het ek ook gehoor, ja.
What?
Did you mean meat?
Ja, I meant inyama. So idla inyama.
Het jy meat geëet gisteraand of...
The show's got to have meat.
Oh.
No, I don't know. I'm just making it up.
Pretty yeah. much. You said we're going to eat meat. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So pretty much it's say some confident with vandaagse show.
Ja, ons gaan nou praat oor Duncan. He's taking center stage on the show today because of a couple of reasons. But now I have discovered a webpage called worldtimezone.com. So now we can see all the times in the world. Remember in the past I always said it's this time and this time and that's all. Now I can tell you everywhere. In Alaska, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Hallo Alaska.
Morning.
Hallo.
Oh, yeah, they are. In Dar es Salaam, it is noon. Hallo Nunu's. Nunu. It's 7 o'clock in the morning in Greenland. Good morning, wake up, greenies. Is it cold there now? Shame it must be, hey, all the Eskimos. That's also Nunu. Aren't they called Nunu's?
No, I don't know.
Nunuk, that's Eskimo.
The Eskimo?
Nanook, yeah.
All right.
So Nunu in Dar es Salaam, Nanook in Greenland. Okay, what time did I say was it in Greenland, Gavin?
You said
it. Yeah, you were there, skinnering with Betty.
No.
Actually
comparing camera phones.
Oh my God, please.
And you know, it was such a funny thing because I've observed you guys and it was the funniest thing. Twee moffies wat met hulle fone speel.
We
love to play with things.
You know. Yeah,
the L has left for the N. Nie fole nie, maar fone.
That's good.
It's 2:30 in India. We've talked about that before, why it is such a difference in time to 2:30. And it's 2:45 in Nepal. Why this quarter? I remember we we had a solution for that, but I've forgotten it again. And then it's 6:30 in Vladivostok. Yes, see. Vladivostok. And then it's already 7:00 at night in Sydney, Australia. So there you know that. That's a bit of timeless information. So, Gavin, what have you been doing, my darling, dear hunk of a human?
Oh, fabulous. Did you see my skinny jeans?
Mm-mm. Oh,
he's showing off ass.
Yeah, hoe lank het jy in daai ding ingewurm?
A while, but eventually I got it. And when I purged this thing, the ladies, I was just telling Shimon, and the lady did proper say to me that I am... She said in Zulu something, and then the staff members laughed, and I turned around and said, excuse me, what did she just say? And they said that... she said that you've got a big stomach.
The insulin.
How dare she?
How dare you?
Did it sound like this? Unomkhaba omkhulu lo bhuti.
Yes, I heard a M.
Unomkhaba omkhulu. Mamgobhozi lo bhuti.
Yes.
So, that's the worst.
But not in a deep
ever.
Voice. Say it like again, but in a female voice.
Unomkhaba omkhulu lo bhuti. Oh,
that's her.
Maar hoe trek jy hom aan met baba poeier?
Nee, jy moet net was.
KY jelly.
Nee, net was en dan sit olie of creampies on your life and then you just lie into her.
Talcum powder and like, slip them on.
No, it's cream. Put it on the like the dealer, the necessary places and then you just
set all over.
Yes, and then it's fabulous. You feel fabulous. It's like it's very seldom that I feel sexy. Today I feel sexy.
And it's on radio. What a pity, eh?
Casper de Vries burst, Gavin's bubble.
That's why I feel sexy and don't look sexy.
Yeah, shame.
Because it's radio.
It's radio.
But you do look as well.
So do you realize that today is like a hallmark? Gepraat van Moffies, a hallmark. And that is that we have been on air now, the Casper Radio Show, for 2 years.
Yay!
Is it not fantastic?
Wait, let me do this.
2 fucking years al wat ons aangaan en
is it today 2 years?
Well,
this month.
Yeah. Well, it's now we celebrate the 2 years.
Wow.
And then next week we have Charlene City Richards, who always have an annual appearance on. She was on the very first show.
Wow.
So we are celebrating now, like the Queen's real birthday isn't today, but we are celebrating it. Because it's actually next week. But then Charlene is here, so we're not going to celebrate it.
Oh, I thought you said the Queen's actual birthday. I got confused.
Yeah, sorry. Ek praat, as ons van die Queen praat, dan raak ons 'n bietjie die mekaar. Wat ons,
yeah.
Yeah. Maar, kan jy nie glo dat dit al 2 jaar is nie? En...
wow, that is...
It's ungoelable.
It's ungoelable, yeah. But you're absolutely right.
The Casper Radio Show!
Yay! So, when did you join, Gavin? You were a guest first, twice.
Twice, and I've never sat in this chair as a co-host.
Oh.
But this is the first time I'm sitting here.
This is the extra special guest chair, actually.
Exactly.
But you were on the Charmaine chair when you were the guest.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I remember it as though it were yesterday.
Yeah.
So that meant something. If you were in the presenter's chair, that meant that you were meant to be.
No, yes. Extra special guest chair.
Casper said, when I left the show, Casper said that... there's something going on between the two of us, and I didn't know what he meant.
Ooh. Oh, you thought he was coming on to you.
No. It was the way he said it, you know.
I don't like incest.
What did you mean by that, Casper? What did you mean when you said there's something between you and Gavin? What did you mean, Casper?
Symbiose, a link, a way of presenting that can work.
Exactly.
What's the word I'm looking for?
There was a spark.
That's a gay word. That's a gay word.
Nie daai spark nie, Duncan.
There's a connection. A connection to Sinjolo. Casper, the love for Gavin. And I just don't get it. Because seriously. Please. You know. You just, my
chemistry.
Really?
Yeah,
Gavin.
No, Gavin, you can. It's wonderful. You can just dress him with flowers and lavender.
And Gavin's easy.
Well, he's not actually that easy, but he's a bit of a diva, which I like.
Aww.
Yeah.
You are lovely.
And easy. You, Charmaine, I wanted to invite you as an extra special guest. Uh-huh. And then I just sort of jumped ahead of myself because I wanted you to come and I wanted to test you in the sense of in my head whether you must come on the show, whether you will like it. And then I just said, fuck it, I'm going to invite you in any case.
Thank you.
To be a host. And you said yes. And I'm so happy because you bring class, darling. Oh. You bring class.
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Aww. And all that you bring to the show because we're all common. Alicia is common as mud.
Yeah.
And then we got Hannes, who is funny. But you would like,
brings it all together.
She Jasper. Does, eh? Yeah.
Sal ons nou video post vroeger opgeneem het, want dit alles behalwe Klaas.
The way I'm sitting here now is like,
What did you do?
Die twerking, alles wat hier aangegaan het.
Oh, Gavin made me twerk.
I didn't see.
Gavin made me twerk.
Oh, Gavin made me do it. Lord.
And it wasn't pretty.
We were live on Facebook just now, and I was answering some comments when you were twerking because Duncan was just ricking the wounder out of the hole. It was very funny what he did, and people were commenting because it's mostly white Afrikaans people, and uh-huh. he just shocked them a bit. So I was commenting here while you were twerking, so that's why I didn't see it. So if you want to go to the Casper de Vries fan page, go look at that video. It's very funny. Sorry, Charmaine.
No, thank you for having me on the show, Cassie, because I always think I'm the boring one, you know, and you all are the funny ones. No. And I have such fun with you that I keep coming back because I'm like
Mama Africa.
We can't all try to be funny.
Exactly.
Oh, it doesn't work. I mean, look at Betty.
Fuck E.
Betty tries really hard, but sometimes he cracks it, sometimes he doesn't.
But Betty started from the beginning. I had this idea. My previous assistant, ex-assistant, Hannes, who was also on the show, Hannes van Oosterhout.
I remember him.
Yeah. So he cut his hair with you, hey?
Yeah.
And then I met you, or I don't know what happened. That I
got this message. Hannes cut his hair with me for over a year. And we always talked about Casper because, I mean, he worked for Casper. And I'm a major fan of Casper's since I can remember. And the one day, out of the blue, I just got this message on Twitter from Casper. It's like, do you have time for a haircut? I'm like, fuck, it's all tight, Mark. And yeah, so he started cutting his hair with me. And a few months later, he's like, ons praat altijd kak as ons haar snij.
Wait. What was that moment like when you touched Casper's head for the first time?
Lack of hair.
Ja, kom. Man, laat jy nou kaal kop die waarheid vertel.
Dit was dus net enige ander kop, maar dit was... dit was a special moment, ja. Dit was...
Was he friendly or was he like... What was he like when he first walked in?
No, he came to me. I didn't walk in. He had to come to my
diva!
House.
Oh, to your house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Diva.
No, I'm
very
shy.
Normal.
Aww.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Very normal.
You don't want to sit in the open door and mense kom verby daar staan, sit Cassie met sy kaal kop.
I suppose if I was Casper, I would also let like people come to my house and do me at the house.
Then I can be myself.
Yes.
But then you have that whole thing of people intruding on your turf, in your space. I have a problem with that.
No, but I first had to check him out.
Okay.
Jy het een of twee keer salon toe gekom, vir een snij. Dan sê jylle salon in rep en roer. Want Kaspersie. En by die waspakke staan al die appies en loer om die hoek en...
But the idea was I had this epiphany and I said, sorry about this epiphany, and I got some room spray and then, no, it's a joke because I had an epiphany. And then I said, wouldn't it be nice if he faked his hair cutting in studio and then we just skinner like coffee moffie, ach nie coffee moffie, hair stylist moffies.
Ja.
Skinner, waar jy gehoor van dit en god, en sy het dit gedoen. And that's how the whole idea started. Before I forget, I just said, oh god, and I remember that at the beginning, that was the antwoord. They have got a new CD or a tour or something out, and this is now on YouTube. This thing where... This is Yolande, what's her name?
Yolande
Fisser.
Having a tantrum.
What a fuck! I'm gonna be fucking sorry, what the fuck?
Funny, I just left it in the fridge in case Gucci eats it.
Oh, sorry, Ninji.
It's disturbing.
Totally disturbing. Sorry, Ninji.
We have messages on our WeChat from Cindy Mando, and she says, oh, Gussie, I take it we are going to discuss the Eurovision.
Oh, we will, we will, we will.
We've got Michael also on the WeChat. He says, 2 jare, geluk, ek het nog net een show gemis.
Oh.
Wow.
Ek het al elke episode.
Wow.
Insultatend al die December. Shows geweest. Die enigste een wat ek het gemis, het was Karen Zoid een. Kry die podcast nierens nie.
I just wanted to ask, actually, wie het al die shows al geluister? Ek wonder wie luister religiously na fucking alles al. Die Karen Zoid een moet daar wees. Ek gaan vir jou nou opsoek hier so terwyl ons 'n liedjie speel. En gaan ek jou die adres gee, Michael. Want hy moet, Karen Zoid was... Ek onthou dit was tussen Marian Tam en something. Ek dink die 10de episode was Karen Zoid, if I remember correctly. Maar ek sal dit bietjie gaan soek. En wat sê Snazo?
Sê Nazo says, good morning team!
Hallo!
Yay!
Hallo! Nazo.
I've caught up on 2 months of podcasts in about 2 weeks.
Wow.
My God, you must... I'm saying I have a headache now.
Dis lekker om weer live te luister.
Duncan,
your Afrikaans hybrid mess is the best. Keep butchering the language of the oppressor. So entertaining.
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say oppressor.
He could have said that.
He's just making it up.
No wonder you said it with such relish.
Yeah. And what does Cindy say about Gavin?
Cindy, I love Gavin's laugh between him and Duncan. Love it.
There's Cindy. That's exactly. Yeah.
And Betty should get a personality. I don't understand why Betty's like.
I'm sure that's not there.
It's not there. It's making it up.
Thank you, Cindy.
Lees a book in Braille in Westernaria.
So, yes, the Eurovision, Duncan, you would be amazed to hear, was won by the only song that had a political message.
The one...
about Russia.
Absolutely, I was correct.
It won.
Spot on, I knew it.
Mm.
Yeah.
It won. And it wasn't for me a very nice song because it's a bit...
Exactly.
It's a bit folk.
Do you have it?
No, luckily not. I deleted that motherfucker from my computer. But it's like...
That song was like my top 20. Like,
yeah.
Seriously, at the bottom number 20.
Russia was for me the best.
Hoe ver in mooi oukie gekom?
Russia.
Oh, 7de.
Oh.
Hungary, Freddy.
Hungry.
But what does that?
I was like hungry.
I'm very hungry.
What does that say to you, Casper and Gavin, about you guys not liking the modern touch of music? You guys are just too old for the Eurovision.
Modern touch.
Modern. Did you see Russia?
Russia was nice.
Russia was lovely.
Russia was the winner.
No, Ukraine was the winner because they sang against Russia.
Ukraine. Okay, sorry.
Hey you.
But my favorite was and I know they're not in the European sort of thing, but my favorite was Australia.
They irritate me because they shouldn't be there.
I know, but it was lovely.
You liked it, eh? Sound of Silence. Yeah, Ludwig also, he was on the phone last week. He also liked it.
That was my favorite. Number 2 was Russia.
Russia, yeah.
I love the fact that Russia, they made an effort to give a show.
Yeah.
The best show was Russia.
Yeah.
The best song was Australia. Ukraine, sorry.
He said the Sounds of Silence gesing.
No. You can only sing original stuff.
Well, no, that's a kind of wonder.
No, it's another Sound of Silence.
Sounds of Silence that all of a sudden the original song.
Yeah.
Amal doen it now.
It's the rage, hey.
There's now Amal doen it.
Yeah.
Cindy op die WeChat say. Without a doubt, I've listened to every podcast, every single
Cindy, bless you.
Podcast. If I can't get to listen to it live because of work, I listen to it over the weekend. Number one fan, sure.
Number one. Iets daar sê, nee. Ek het altyd gedoog, Cindy is ons special fan.
Mm-hmm.
Nee, fuck. Nee.
No, but it's all she
does. Sy cheat met al die shows.
I know. Cindy doesn't have a life. I think she's only listening to Cliff Central. And it's 24. I mean, it is so good. I agree. You can listen to it nonstop. But what does she, how does she catch up? Does he listen? Does so see hand ninja? And Michael?
Michael op die Vichat weer.
Ja.
Casper.
Ja.
Wil jy die Karen Zoid podcast probeer opspoor?
Ja.
Is daar enige manier om al jou DVD's ewers te kry?
Ah.
Daar is 'n paar wat ek nooit in die hande kom kry nie.
Ja.
Jy sien, hy het eers gekom met 'n ek luister na al julle shows.
Nou
wil hy DVD's hê.
Cheap. Ja, the DVD stuff I'm sorting out. It's a mess. It's a totale. I had that word in 1998 in my show, poespas, which means a dear gospel. It's a totale poespas at the moment. The DVDs, I don't know what to do with it.
Daar's twee nuis na.
Oeg, wat bedoel jy?
Onthou ek jou 'n foto gestuur, daar's twee DVDs in nuis na.
Waar?
By Musica.
Oh, you mean it's to for sale?
Ja.
Yeah.
I kan daar gaan kry, daar's twee.
Yeah. But I'm sorting out the DVDs. I'm sorting it out. It
are you still sorting? I thought you gave them away when you moved.
No, but I still got some. But I'm going to put them, what I want to say is I want to put them on record in the clouds. And I'm still sorting out where I'm going to do that. It would have been Showmax that would have taken them. I could put them on Vimeo, put them on YouTube for monetary, and then they're always there and I can throw everything away. I'm sorting it out. But I still have DVDs at home, but they're in boxes. But we'll sort it out. Don't you worry. Don't you fret.
Keep in touch with him. Keep in touch with him.
We have another message from Michael, and he says, Betty, yo, Bill, XL, the DVDs go up. Retard.
Thanks, Michael. Yes. So that's fantastic.
But social media is here. The people want to communicate with us today, hey?
They do. You are listening to Casper's radio show. Well, there was a thing on Facebook I saw this week, and it was Duncan Mabazu, rest in peace. And everyone was in a hurry and in a flurry. And what the hell is going on? Why did you put that on Facebook, Duncan?
Look, really.
What happened? Were you lonely? Were you under detention? Were you drunk?
I felt like I was dying inside, like my soul.
Oh,
dying inside.
And I wanted to see that. Really, if I were to die,
yeah, what would happen?
What would happen? How would people react?
Not many reacted.
Well, in the first 10 minutes,
there was a lot
of
question marks. A lot of question marks.
People were like, oh, WTF, what the fuck? What's
exactly.
Duncan, so soon, what's going on, you know?
Well, let's
hear it. I love to have a beer with Duncan. Yes, I love to have a beer with Duncan. We drink in moderation, and we never, ever, ever get rolling drunk. We drink at the town and country, where the atmosphere is great. I love to have a beer with Duncan, cause Duncan's me mate.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Isn't it lovely?
Isn't it wonderful? So I thought we can, without overstepping good taste, we will have your funeral then today. And we'll talk about you, but you are alive, so you can hear it and you can comment on questions we might have. Because sometimes when you have a funeral, you have a question, and the corpse doesn't pop up and say, no, that's... That's a wrong fact there. So today we can, actually.
Yes.
We can have that. Can someone, Gavin, can you maybe, let me put on some...
Some music.
Gewijde muziek. Is daar gewijde muziek?
Ja, het is prachtige muziek. Hier so, wat ons kan speel. And Gavin, if you can say a few words about Duncan, so that he knows that he's loved. And he doesn't have to feel he's dying inside.
It is with great sadness that I learned of the passing of our dear, dear Duncan. I had forgotten his surname there. There might have been like a pumpkin in there somewhere. He was a sweet and gentle soul. Looks was never on his side. I hear,
I hear the assault case that his parents laid against the doctor who brought him into life is still ongoing. Because when Duncan was born, he was so ugly, the doctor slapped his mother and father. That's why Duncan is always so sensitive about his looks. He was so ugly, his family doctor was the local vet. And while we are mourning his death, the good news is that the Stichting vir die Voortbestaan van Afrikaans decided to drop the charges of sexual assault against Duncan for raping their language. Rest in peace, Duncan.
Oh, Gavin, that was fantastic. What did you think, Dunk?
Absolutely. I've never felt so loved by another man. Who knew that one man could construct such perfect sentences to describe a young fellow like me?
To describe imperfection. Well, throughout the show, we will be eulogizing and bitchinering about you, Dunk. But I'm going to switch this music to a kind of a music that's very similar, and I'll tell you why. Listen to this for a while. I had also seen on Facebook our friend of the show, Jeremy Nell, Germ, the cartoonist, was in Zimbabwe. And I thought, you see, his story looks very interesting. I want to hear what's going on. So this song is called Zimbabwe.
Take your time, you're going to need some patience, girl.
So Jeremy went to Zimbabwe. I don't know why, he'll tell us now, but he had a sobering experience. Can we Skype him?
Yeah, that's correct.
Is he there?
Yeah.
Jeremy?
Hi.
Hi, how are you, my friend?
I'm all the better for speaking to you.
Good. And you're in Cape Town?
I am.
What's it like there? Cold, wintry, rainy, sunny?
Sunny and cold.
Okay, that's like an oxymoron. And now, what happened to you? Because you wrote a whole fucking novel on Facebook, and I loved it. I was mesmerized, and I want you to tell us exactly what happened.
So, I went to Zimbabwe last week for a friend's wedding.
Yeah.
They're on one of the last remaining white-owned farms. So, I thought I'd have to go and check this out myself. And but I made the critical error of driving from Pretoria over the border.
Uh-huh.
Listen, if you really want to sober up quickly, go to that border, the Beitbridge border. It really is something out of this world.
How?
I can give you the kind version.
No, this is the Casper Radio Show. Go for it.
It's a fucking dump.
Really? What's happening? Where? On which side? Our side or their side?
Well, listen, both. So
really?
So it takes you about, 5 hours to drive there from Gauteng.
Yeah.
That's fine. The South African roads are great. Everything is smooth, and you realize that things are not as bad as the media makes them out to be. Then you arrive at the border, and suddenly you're in a whole new world. There is no order. There is just chaos. Nothing makes sense. There's terrible signage. No one knows what's going on, including the customs officials, and it's as if everything happens by luck.
Wow.
It's incredible. It really, really is incredible. So that took us about 2 hours.
You mean you get there and then you've got to sort things out yourself. Otherwise, yes. You'll never get over the border.
So basically, if you're driving into Zim, you obviously require quite a lot of documentation regarding you as the driver, as well as your car, your vehicle information, as well as insurance, all that sort of stuff, right? But when you arrive at Beitbridge, you just park and that's it. You don't know where to go. You see a few signs here and there that says immigration. You see about 90% of Zimbabwe's population trying to get in. Hmm. And there's a shop, and no one goes in there. I'm not really sure why, but I think everyone's still trying to get into the country and at the same time trying to get out for maybe a holiday or something. But I tell you what, nothing makes any sense. And so we eventually found our way through by asking people. You just keep asking various people, and you eventually, by process of elimination, you find your way to the right counter somewhere. And there's a whole bunch of counters, and you need this document and that document, and this has to be stamped. And then if this isn't stamped, you've got to go and get this stamped, you know, and so on and so forth. Mm. Eventually, about 2 hours later, we got in the car and drove to the police checkpoint, which was great. They were very friendly. You know, and they just open the bonnet and check the car that are driving your car and not someone else's car. And they're supposed to check for drugs and all that sort of stuff, which they didn't, which I'm quite happy about.
Mm-hmm. So you got that through?
I got that through, yes. but they were great. They were very friendly. Then you literally drive over the bridge and then you realize that things are going downhill, because what we just experienced was still the good news. We were about to enter Mordor. I mean, it just became increasingly worse. So it took us another 3 hours to get across the Zim side. And that's an absolute shambles. There is no order at all. I mean, even worse than on the South African side, which in comparison is paradise. Mm. There's nothing in terms of signage, nothing. Must have been, I don't know, maybe 1,000 people walking all over the place. So you can't really drive because it's so busy.
On the road, people are like walking.
Yeah, they're just everywhere. You know, in the roads and everything. And so what happened was we had to park up the car. So what has to happen is you have to park down this one section where they come and inspect your vehicle. But now there are no lines painted on the road. So you just park where all the other cars are parked. But then a whole bunch of guys came and told us that we were parked skew, and they insisted that we park the car in the correct angle, mm-hmm. facing the correct direction, otherwise they wouldn't be able to inspect the vehicle. God knows why.
Okay, so that's a rule, sort of. That's a rule.
but the Zim side is so bad that we had to pay an agent, literally a tourist agent, to literally take us by the hand and walk us around, getting all the correct documents, paying for the correct stuff, because otherwise we wouldn't have been able to find our way out of there. And they use US dollars and rands, and the exchange rate is kind of whatever they decide.
At that moment.
Yeah. It didn't really matter what the exchange rate actually was.
It's like fucking a farce.
Yeah, no, it's unreal. So we kind of bargained on 15 to the dollar,
mm-hmm.
And we kind of got. We kind of paid more or less at that rate, sometimes at 12 and sometimes at 18, depending on who was behind the counter.
Wow.
Because you have to pay carbon tax, because, I mean, that's an important issue now in Zimbabwe, carbon tax. I'm just trying to think now, what else now? And then they've got these boxes up on the walls inside the customs offices where you queue, and mm-hmm. it says anti-corruption suggestion box.
Yeah.
And this was right opposite a woman who fraudulently made us pay for insurance, which we didn't have to pay for, and refused to refund us. So we had to go to the supervisor, who was sitting one chair away from her, and made a big noise about charging us 600 rand for third-party insurance, which we already had, our documentation. But the reason why that she charged was because she didn't ask us for the documentation. She asked us for our passports as well as vehicle registration, and then started writing everything in her books. And by the way, they don't use computers on the Zim side. Everything's written on paper. The computers are there just for show. Some of them aren't even plugged in.
Oh, no. So it's not Windows 95, but Bricks 2000.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So we eventually got our money back that she refunded, and I suggested to her that I want to put a suggestion into that anti-corruption.
Yeah.
But she wasn't very happy about that. And then, as I said, you know, we had to walk around from room to room, eventually finding our way through. And then you end up with something called a gate pass, which is a piece of paper that you hand to the checkpoint at the final sort of checkpoint, which is where they literally open the gate for you to drive into Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
And this was about 3 hours later. So we got to that checkpoint, a little stop sign, and the guy comes up to my window. I roll down the window. I give him this piece of paper, and he says, "No, you've missed a checkpoint. You need to go to the one 20 meters behind you." So I said, "Okay, so what must I do? Must I give him this gate pass?" He says, "Yes." So I take it. I reverse the car by about 20 meters to a yellow metal drum where there's a guy sitting. I roll down the window. He takes the gate pass. He tears it in half, gives it back to me, and says, "You may now proceed." At which point we drove to the guy that we were just at.
Yeah.
I give him the torn piece of paper, and he says, "Thanks very much," and he opens the gate.
Aye. It's like a Monty Python sketch.
I promise you, Casper, you won't believe the four-letter words flying around inside the vehicle at this point, because this was 5 hours later in total.
It's sad, actually.
It's very sad, because I went there with so much hope.
And the farm?
Well, then we had to drive, obviously, through Zim, and then you know that you're in Zim. Because the goats walking on the highway and potholes, and the tarred roads don't have painted lines, so you just stick to the left.
Oh, yeah.
And if you go too far to the left, you fall off onto like eroded sand. I mean, it's not even smooth. It just drops off to the side. And then there's just a random toll gate, which you have to go through. And then you just drive on these shocking roads. And the farm is very, very nice. I mean, it's like a little bubble. It's green. It's very productive. It's thousands of hectares. It's got about 260 hectares of just oranges. And it's lovely to see that you know, this kind of stuff is going on. So it's just sad to know that the other farms that were around that farm are all derelict. They're just sand and bush. And the animals that were on there are now dead. And some of the animals that were dying were saved and taken to this particular farm that we were at, including two lions, literally in the back garden behind the kitchen. So you when you walk outside the kitchen to the washing line, there's a little a fairly big enclosure with lions right next to the washing line.
Wow.
It's unreal. I've never seen anything like that.
Are they tame? Can you touch them?
No. But they certainly roar and are very scary because if you walk behind the house, past the swimming pool and to the washing line, they see you. They don't come running to the fence. They're very used to people now.
Yeah, of course, but they were wild at heart.
Yes, it's very weird to see lions in someone's back garden. But they were rescued from a neighboring farm. And you know, I mean, I laugh a lot, but it's very sad as well, Casper.
Yeah,
it's very sad in a hopeful kind of way. I mean, you know, this is 36 years after independence, but it just clearly shows what Uncle Bob has achieved.
I don't know whether this is correct or not. The team can maybe help me, but I've heard that Mr. President Mugabe said that the whites can now come back to the farms. Is it true or was that just an urban
legend? Yes, I read something yesterday, Casper, that Robert Mugabe blamed his decisions and actions that he said a couple of years ago to old age. He blamed old age for chasing away
all
white women. But I just want to remind you guys about one thing he said, Robert Mugabe. He said, "The only white man you can trust is a dead white man."
That's right. Yeah. So that's the lesson.
Listen to this though, Casper. When I was on the farm, they took us on a tour around just to have a look at how everything works.
Yeah.
I mean, and that in itself is fascinating. And they took us to the main factory area where all the major big machinery is. And the machinery is completely outdated. It goes back to the 1980s. So they employ about 400 farm workers, most of whom earn above Zimbabwe's minimum wage. And
but they don't have to be there then.
Well,
I mean, if you say there are already machines there, or can't they get it.
No, wait, listen to this. This is where it gets interesting. So the machinery is so outdated that they require around about 400 farm workers.
Yeah.
They said that in the late 90s, they applied to upgrade the machinery. But the problem then was that while the machinery would make everything faster and more efficient, it would make a bunch of farm workers redundant, and at which point the government threatened to seize the farm. So they couldn't upgrade the machinery, and now they're working on old, outdated machinery just so, simply so they can have more farm workers. Sure. On top of that, they have a few hundred acres where they grow their own vegetables, pigs and chickens and that kind of thing, at their own cost, simply to feed the farm workers and to keep the government happy.
Wow.
I found that very interesting.
Are you going to draw a cartoon about this?
Not really, because it was more anecdotal. I mean, I don't know what it's like in the, you know, further north up, further north in Zimbabwe. Maybe it is doing better, but certainly in the south, it looks terrible.
Well, we had a section on the show for a while, but we haven't had it for quite a couple of months. And now we have come full circle with your contribution. It's the travelogue. But this was quite a depressing travelogue. I think it was brought to us by Prozac, maybe.
Well, there is good news.
What?
You realize South Africa is doing a lot better than you would think when you read in the media. Because the moment you come back.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. The roads are amazing.
Oh, then you feel better. Okay.
I'll tell you what. You feel so much better. The moment I entered Beitbridge from the other side, it only took us 30 minutes coming back in.
Oh, really? Where it was five hour drive, 3 hour there. When you're back, it's half an hour.
No. 5 hours drive and 5 hours there.
Wow.
Just at the border post. But coming back, it only took us 30 minutes to go through the border because we were entering South Africa and, of course, we are citizens. So they were very, very much more welcoming to us coming back. And the moment you start driving all the way from the border down to Gauteng, it's beautiful. The roads are brilliant. Everything's painted. Mm. It's smooth. And it's signage is everywhere. You realize that South Africa is not so bad.
Yeah. And that old age do have a negative impact on leaders, apparently. Because he said himself he's old age. He said he's old age. Well, thank you, Germ. And
quick question.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, Germ, I want to find out. Do you think South Africa is slowly heading into that Zimbabwe territory direction?
Jeez, I don't know. I think we all wonder that deep down inside and don't really want to face a possible, reality that it might be. But as long as, I don't know, the media is a very, very horrible beast, because if you believed everything you read on a daily basis on social media and in newspapers, you would quickly want to prescribe to Prozac and maybe go live on a little island where there are no people.
Mm.
But when you actually physically go around the country, and I mean, this is what I try and do on a regular basis. When you physically travel and go to little towns and interact with the locals and just travel your own country, it's so much better than what the media portrays it to be. Which is, of course, it's a weird thing for me to say, because by saying that, it means that I shoot myself in the foot and end up with no work. Because you need to have sensation and negativity to have media. But on the one hand, you think that things might be going that way when you look at what's going on with, the ANC versus the EFF and the amount of aggression, which is just unreal, and the amount of unrest in terms of just sort of political unrest and rioting. But then on the other hand, it's only a small pocket of the entire country, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I was in KZN at the beginning of this year, and I went right into rural KZN, and it was absolutely gorgeous. You drive for 2.5 hours all the way towards Drakensberg, and it's very, very, very rural, but yet so beautiful. It's safe. I didn't see any police, and people were just happy. You know, you stop and you. And they've got a different way of operating there because it's more rural, in terms of the shops and things. And it's so delightful. Absolutely loved it. And that there is a large part of South Africa, that kind of that real life living that's not really interested in Twitter and Facebook and what's going on at the universities, you know?
Yeah.
The reality often does seem to be in stark contrast to what you would think. So on the one hand, in a long roundabout way, there is that prognosis, that worrying prognosis that the economy is turning downwards. But on the other hand, maybe it isn't.
The other thing we must always remember is that the Zuma faction is not the ANC. It's part of the ANC. So the ANC itself is not a corrupt organization, but at the moment it's run by corrupt people. And once they are replaced, which they will, things might be better, which I hope.
Well, that's what the Institute of Race Relations actually said. They've got data suggesting that the ANC still is the best party to run the country.
Absolutely.
Which is quite an interesting insight, because most people would think by now it would not be the case. But in terms of policy offering, well, they certainly do seem to have the best frameworks of all the parties. It's just a matter of the people.
The people on top are shit at the moment, that's all.
Yeah,
but on this positive note, I'm going to play the travelogue sting. Let me just play this.
Gasper's Radio Show. Travelogue.
Wow, I haven't heard that for a while. Thank you so much, Germ.
It was my pleasure, Casper.
One day we'll see you live again, eh?
Yes, in a few months' time, hopefully.
Okay, bye.
Kom, ons piepie gou-gou in 'n meelsak. Dit is Casper Radio.
Game of Thrones, did you watch? Did you watch?
Whoa, Casper.
Wow, eh?
Look, the last 5 minutes of Game of Thrones was just Game of Thrones.
Wasn't it fantastic?
It was.
Standing up.
They should have started
shouting.
Absolutely everything was just...
It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. How far are you, Gavin? You and...
Fetzi?
I
just
so
call me Fetzi.
Because of... Yeah, that's shocking.
You and Fetzi, how far are you?
I am by season... 5.
Okay, nearly there.
Episode 7.
Okay, so we can't say too much. But you are up to
date. It's up to date.
You're up to date. So maybe you watch it.
Well, I'm going to have to start watching this Game
please,
of Thrones.
Please,
because everybody's going on about it.
I promise
that's
you.
Why.
I was one of those people who was like,
I just want to watch really bad men.
I promise you, just watch it.
Once you're in it,
you get sucked in.
Well, we are with Trippe Trappe Trone, which is our Afrikaans version. We'd like to improvise Trippe Trappe Trone, but Hannes is on stage at the moment in Sneeuwwitje, so we can't. What's happening there on WeChat?
Just a recap on the messages. We've got Michelle Kirschenbaum sent in a message saying, Duncan the Pumpkin, rest in peace, but read my message, you muhu. So I'll go back and read that. I'll go back and I'll read that message. It was wow, twee, fantastic. I've been listening live and podcasting with you guys since the beginning.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Love all of you, except for Betty.
Fuck you, Duncan.
I wish you guys so much more laughter. And then Anushka Schwartz says, South Africa, one of a kind. The shit that goes down here is in Gupteville, and it is insane.
Yeah, that was insane.
However... this is home. As a country, we are unique and borderline psycho. And yeah, Betty is still an asshole.
Love you, Nushi.
You see, I don't know whether I'm mad, but I think such things like the EFF and the ANC fighting in Parliament is very refreshing.
And it's very necessary.
And it's necessary. No one else does it. EFF says, don't stop with your shit. Come on. And they're thrown out because they don't let up. And I like
that.
That's gonna bring us to a place where we're going to be like, everything will be so diamakar that we have to go, okay, now there's all the cuck.
Yeah.
Now let's try and sort out through
order
some of those
in the
things.
Chaos.
These things are necessary. I mean, it's irritating, but they are so necessary, and it's worldwide.
It's worldwide.
It's not just here.
Everywhere.
We think it's
everywhere,
just
someone gets clubbed in some parliament.
Or thrown with tea or water.
And much
or
shoe. Better, much yes. better than just sitting in the parliament and going
and sleeping.
Following the British rules here of parliament, where the fuck it started, whatever. Mm-hmm. Sleeping.
No, we will not.
follow you guys. Jacob Zuma must die.
Wake up. She's sleeping.
Yes.
I'm praying.
She was sleeping.
Did Duncan have some umkumgoti this morning before he came to studio?
I will talk about that.
Some what?
Umkumgoti.
Duncan was so overwhelming for himself. He had not said he
had
verloor.
Look. Well, let's go back to Game of Thrones.
Yeah, thank you.
Remember, it's a whole funeral today still, so we'll get back to Dunk. But here is this week's Afrikaans version of Game of Thrones.
Wow.
Sunny, Sunny.
What is that?
Ek het my iPad gebreek.
Het jou wat gewat?
Ek het my iPad gebreek.
iPad?
Ja.
What the fuck is a iPod?
Dit is soos 'n computer, maar is net plat.
Dis 'n iPad, jou onnoosere sot.
Maar dis 'n engel.
Men sê in Afrikaans ook iPad. Ons sê nie iPod nie, ons sê iPad of tablet.
Ek het my tablet gebreek.
Jy weet waarna toe om te gaan.
Waarna toe, Sunny?
Hel toe.
Ja, maar voor dit.
Ek het dit in jou kop ingehammer. iFix.
Dis reg. iFix is die heel beste. En hulle is oral.
Hulle is so sand in die Sahara. Oral.
iFix. Ons is by die muur. En Joe Blow,
sy getroue handlanger Viking,
kyk na sy swaar. En wonder waarom het nodig vir Joe Blow is om weg te gaan.
So, Joe Blow, waarna toe gaan jy nou? Kyk, ek vraag vir jou. Ek het 'n gediggie gebou.
Ach, is mooi, Viking. Nee, ek gaan weg. Ek gaan ten eerste 'n plek soek waar het warmer is. Want die Here hoor my, ek het nou al soveel jaar in hierdie koue gesit. En dit my klote is gevries. Ek het vriesklootjies.
Oh, Joe Blow. Ons kan nie sonder jou. Bly tog trou. Ek vra vir jou. Ek is 'n man, nie 'n vrou.
Wat's dit?
Dit is 'n mens met lang hare, twee borste en 'n punjab.
Nee, ek bedoel nie wat is 'n vrou nie. Ek bedoel, wat's dit? Die geklop.
Dis iemand by die hek. Maak oop die hek.
My. Dis Sanna.
Daar staan hulle by die hek. Sanna, Brie en Podcast. En hulle galop stadig maar seker die muur binne. Poepoog, hoof van die takkare, het 'n belustige, belustigde glinster in sy oog. Vir Brie, wat sy kyk om net in die boom uit. Dit was heerlik vir Sanna en Joe Blow om mekaar weer te sien.
Oh, Joe.
Want hulle het mekaar 5 jaar laas gesien.
Joe.
Bless you.
Nee, ek sê Joe.
Ook nog jy nies. A Joe.
Nee, ek sê, oh Joe. Oh, dit is goed om jou te sien.
Ja, vir jou ook. Jy het gegroei, meisie. Hierso, dis 'n bietjie sop.
Dankie.
Oh, dit is, lekker.
Ja, en proe hierso. Dit is ons bier.
Ek sal maar weer by die soppies bly. So, Joe, is jy okay? Jy lyk soos 'n lijk.
Wel, ek lyk soos 'n lijk, want ek was dood.
Wat?
Dood bekommer oor jou. Maar nou is ek fine. Ek is soos Lazarus.
Ek voel baie opgewek.
Ja, jy het 'n bietjie verander. Maar ons moet opruk, Joe. Ons moet opruk in die biltongs. Die biltongs is in Wester agter ons. Daar's groot kak daar.
Ek is moeg, Sanna. Eer ek is moeg gefight. Ek het gefight teen die takkare. Ek het gefight teen die bushare. Ek het gefight teen die wilde als. Ek het gefight teen my pa. Ek het gefight teen my ma. Ek het gefight teen
Okay. We get the picture. So, as jy nie wil veg nie, Joe.
Dis nie asof ek nie wil veg nie. Ek het net genoeg geveg. Ek is nou moeg.
Wel, dan sal ek veg. Ons moet veg.
Waarvoor moet ons veg?
Vir beskerming.
Van wie?
Onself. Ach, ja, weet jy wat, ek het besef, is alles onnodig. Kom, kom ons gaan na 'n lekker eiland toe en ons sit agteroor op seilstoele en lees boeke op ons Kindle.
Nee, Joe, Joe, hold, Joe. Daai tyd kom nog, maar vir nou moet ons weg, 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 weg. Onthou julle daar die jong sientjie wat so aan sy mama se titties gesuig het? Sy naam is Robin, en sy ma was die suster van my vrou Constantia. Nou sy het getrou met Gerry Wikkelworm. Gerry Wikkelworm het haar toe vermoor hier haar af te gooi in die maanskag. En toe is hy all over Sanna, maar hy het haar streep getrek en haar beloof aan die biltongs. Nou hy, Gerry Wikkelworm, hy is nou weer terug, daar by die sientjie, wat ondertussen nou omtrent 15 jaar oud is. En hy suig nou nie meer sy mama se titties nie, want sy het dood. Hy suig nou sommer alles uit sy duim uit. En Gerry Wikkelworm sê vir hom,
Robin,
Jewen,
ons gaan moet veg teen die biltongs. Hier kom oorlog.
Jewen.
Die vieslike, vuil, gemeene, achterbakse moderator van die NG Kerk gaan besoek Margarien. Onthou julle, sy is getroud met Moffel, die seun van Kraskraai, en haar broer is 'n sodomiet wat op hetertot betrap is. Hallo Margarien.
Hallo moderator van die NG Kerk.
Ek is seker jy wil seker weer jou broer sien.
Lewe hy nog?
Ja. Ja.
He's rolling in the deep.
Dan wil ek hom graag sien.
Wel, hier is hy self.
Boetie. Boetie.
Oh, Margarien.
Kyk, hoe lyk jy?
Ek lyk horrible. Hierso is glad nie Nivea nie. Die kos is horrible. Ek vra of hulle kan asseblief banting dieet kry. Nee, wat kry ek? Ou suur pasgabrood met sand. Ek kan nie so aangaan nie. Ek is jammer. Kyk hoe lyk my naels.
Ons moet uithou, Boetie, uithou. Ons moet veg. Almal sê ons gaan veg. Ons gaan almal veg, veg.
Ek is so moe geveg. Ek wil asseblief, kan ek net 'n matras en 'n kussing kry? En 'n lekker warm skaapkotelet.
Boetie.
Moenie jy vir my Boetie nie, Bessie. Ek is so moeg. I've had enough, girl. Kablisi is nog vasgevang tussen die klomp hoere en drogge van Kaal Drogland. Maar sy ontdek spoedig dat die drogstad geïnfiltreer was deur haar boyfriend en haar ex-raadgever.
Hey, wat mag jy hier?
Shh, Kablisi. Hulle mag ons nie sien nie. Hallo, Kablisi.
Hallo. Hoekom het jy sulke breekmerke?
Ek het skerwe jantjie. Kyk.
Ah, dis seker baie erg.
Ah, kou maar klippe. Kablisi.
Ja, my mooi geboude boyfriend.
Ons het gehoor dat die Kaal Drogge jou wil doodmaak.
Nee, wat? Ek het vir hulle 'n verrassingkie. Ek gaan bietjie met hulle die draak steek.
En daar sit al die Kaal Drogge in 'n kring en kyk vir Kablisi uit.
Ai, papa, ruk mis uit. Ons wil jou gesig ja, bedek. Jo, Abed, ons gaan jou ry, en jy sikke, soos oorverskrikkers, en dit daar, papa.
Nee, jylle, die sê nog, ek maak een groot fucking fout, dat sê, kyk in hom, dat sê, tito, tita, tato, tata, 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 saru, ja, papa, brr, ek gaan vir jylle opfok.
Ha, hi-ho-ha, 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 wel, is 'n vrou.
Vier vreter.
Jy sê my gaga, wat bedoel jy gaga met...
Kijk. Hier. Dat sê ek. Vier. Dis.
En daar staan Kablisi omhoog met vuur. Sy het haar eie bring en braai gereel. Sy staan solied soos 'n paal bo water. Die hele volk, al die drogge, die hele Nieuw-Zeelandse rugbyspan en die Kiwis bid in aanbidding voor Kablisi. Haar ex-raadgever met die skurwe jantjie kak 'n klip van skok. En Kablisi sê,
Moenie worry nie, ek kak brikette.
Hierdie episode was lekker opruiend.
Dit was baie, baie lekker. Ek is so blij, Kablisi het haar moer gestrip.
Wat gestrip?
Moer.
Nee, mens sê nie moer nie, jy sê moer. Sy het haar moer gestrip.
Ek dacht dan mens sê nie iPad nie, mens sê iPad. Toe dacht ek, moer is moer.
Heere toch, kan iemand jou niet kom haal nie?
Well, 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 that is Tripper Tropper Truena, Betty Bangladesh.
Hey, so spora,
Betty Bang spora. Bangladesh.
Spora, we ngenda bazita bani lana.
What?
So spora ngenda bazita bani lana. But this is Buile from Game of Thrones. That was the Afrikaans version of it.
I loved it,
and
by
now
the way.
Betty is about to bangle us.
What's going on with you?
Have
you fucking taken over?
Yeah, exactly.
Except
Umkomgodi vanmôre.
Look,
since
I've been on the Casper show, you've got Zulu people listening to the show as well.
I know. I love you all.
Ngithanda. Ngithanda.
Inklonozi. Inklonozi. What do you say I love you?
Oh, ngiyakuthanda. So they said they do appreciate it if we add a bit of Zulu and other languages into the
just
show.
Just warn me before, because you put your hand on my mouth and start talking. I don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
It's like a coup.
Today he calls it Zulu.
So Betty, have we got a eulogy for our dearest, dearest friend Duncan?
Okay, nie lange nie. Sorry, nie, ek sê jammer nie.
Jy weet natuurlijk, ons kan die podcast nou vat en dan net wat jy sê, ek het nie een lange nie, net so.
Jezus,
maar jy lekker audio greep.
Kasper's baie funny.
Audio greep.
Anywho.
Ja, net so kort iets ek heef.
Was hy masseur?
Ja, geef my fucking drama, want hier is nie drama nie. Ek het nie persoonlikheid nie.
Just give Casper a moment.
It was a listener. I didn't say that about you.
Ja, pratos.
Some music.
But the listener.
What the fuck is that? That like was nice. Ek swer ek het Betty gehoor daar. Just my cue.
That's wonderful.
Bet, Betty. Kulumangi akela. What's the other though?
Well, basically, they're just singing about someone who doesn't have a personality at all.
Oh, op daai noot.
Duncan Mabaso will be remembered for spreading love wherever he went.
Oh.
In fact, by forcing his tongue down a co-host's throat and getting naked with gay men in saunas, I think he spread more than just love.
What is your reaction?
Well, you know, in a very long time in my life, I never thought that I'd be inside a sauna. A sauna.
Inside a sauna.
Have you been inside a sauna yet?
I never in my life have I thought I'd be with a white man.
And it was Betty,
a gay white man, in a shower. You know, my ancestors were probably turning in their graves that day, but we made it work.
Well, if anyone asks, you can just say, a Betty, and then you're safe.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Hey, hey. Don't
most black men talk about girls as Betties?
No, maybe gay black.
No, man.
Ni acne.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
I'm laughing at the abruptness. Like, I Betty just like...
So basically you say he spread sexual diseases, and that's it.
Basically. Yes.
And you were in the sauna with him.
And he was in a sauna.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And Skinnernies?
Skinnernies, ek wil net dadelijk begin met RuPaul's Drag Race. Ons het laatst week daar gepraat, die final sou opkom. Mm. En ek dink ons allemaal het geroed vir Bob the Drag Queen. Well, ek en Casper het.
For what?
For Bob the Drag Queen.
Bob,
Kenny,
did me? I did, but I haven't watched like the last. I didn't even know it was on. Why are you so selfish? You never even told me that it's on.
Oh. I will listen to it. So selfish. And when they see me, they want to be me. I am a fantasy. Cover girl, put the bass in your walk. Head to toe, let your whole body talk. Cover girl. Put the bass in your walk. Head to toe, let your whole body talk. Walk like this. Now walk. Out of my way. Walk. Ow! Get it together, girl. Cover girl. Put the bass in your walk. Head to toe, let your whole body talk. Cover girl. Put the bass in your walk.
Now, why did you say we thought that Bob would win? Why did you say we thought? Did you mean we were correct?
We all rooted for Bob to win.
Yeah.
And he won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
So amazing.
Bob is very funny.
Looks wise, I liked Kim Chi more. She was a work of art, but Bob the Drag Queen had the whole package. She can work a stage and be funny and got personality and... So I'm very happy. What the fuck are you doing, Duncan?
He's pulling wires. Yeah, it's kimchi. Only three things you need to do it just like me. Count it like 1, 2, 3, every generation. Beyonce, Madonna, got nothing on this triple threat. Do the fat from an Asian. Fat from an Asian. Fat from an Asian. Yeah. Song she did.
I loved it. Yeah,
I loved it
Fat
as well.
Fat, femme, and Asian.
Yeah, I love it. Love it.
Yeah, the top three had to perform a song for the final, and then Ru decided to. And I loved it because the whole season through, everyone was on a case about not being able to dance, because she really can't dance. And she came out in this gown type of thing, looking amazingly, and very slow intro, just stood there performing with dancers around her, and then when the beat kicked in, she actually had a bit of a dance, and the crowd went wild.
And it was a nice show, eh? It was stunning. A nice presented show.
But for the show, you don't need to be like a ballet dancer or whatever to dance. No. You just need to move and have rhythm.
But she doesn't have rhythm.
She's like a show on her own. Kim Chi. She's like Cirque du Soleil. She's got her own bloody look, her own movement. So
she's Asian.
She's like an avant-garde. What's that? The Chinese geishas. Like an avant-garde geisha.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's got a. She designs her own looks, and it's very arty.
Really stunning.
Very
stunning.
Yeah.
So, but I'm glad Bob won. But what my news is actually about is, normally when a season ends, it's like ontrekkingssymptome en ag fok dis klaar.
What is ontrekkingssymptome in English?
Withdrawal symptoms. Dit is ek oorgeslaan het Afrikaans toe.
I know.
Withdrawal
symptoms.
So withdrawal symptoms.
The word withdrawed itself from my memory. RuPaul Drag Race All Stars is starting in September.
Yes! So oh my goodness!
We're going right into a new season.
I love that news. Thank you.
That's amazing.
That is. I really can't wait. Because the last two seasons was like a bit... There was...
I was disappointed. really.
Duncan is a pumpkin.
CoverGirl. Put the bass in your walk. Head to toe.
Woo! That'll be great.
Yeah, so bringing back some of the... older seasons queens like Willem. Okay. Willem is definitely in. Alaska Thunderfuck is in. So I can't wait.
In gay, in the gay society, Betty, I need to know, what's the one thing that you look forward to every year, that one main event that you just don't want to miss? Can I ask him that, Kat?
Of course.
What one event?
What you're living for year by year?
As a gay
As the only gay in the village. What do we look forward to?
Because you are a gay.
What makes the year the gayest year ever?
The gayest time of the year.
Why is he struggling to understand? I don't know.
Fuck off. Me personally don't live for anything like an event or something, but I think like Gay Pride is the gayest time of the year, where everyone pull out their feathers
When are the gay people going to accept that they're also just human beings? They don't have to show and throw parties.
As soon as the rest of the world accept that.
We're proud of our culture.
All right.
And we're celebrating.
Look, we've accepted you guys. You don't have to go out parading. Like, hey, look at me. We've accepted.
Betty, Bernard, won't you come around and
slap him?
No. On Duncan's mic, just read the WeChat from Kadua, please. Thank you very much. And then our special guest, if you can sit there for now. If you can just read that Kudua, the first one. Yeah. What does it say?
Duncan, yo poos.
Oh my God.
Betty is the biggest personality on the show.
Yay!
Dankie, Kudua.
So, Charmaine, have you got a eulogy for dearest Duncan? What's your memories of him?
He didn't matter too much to me, so I didn't do anything there.
But out of your heart?
Out of my heart. Yeah. You know, a lot of people don't know it, but he's the son that I gave up for adoption.
Really? How can we do a DNA test?
Well, you just have to look at our noses. And that's about it. No, but I mean, Duncan, you're fly. I love you. You know. And
although
you know,
he's dead. Eh? He's not here.
Well, you know, the one thing that I did like to hug him, he had nice fat titties. You know,
Those ladles.
Yeah, and he was firm. You know, just made me happy to see him. Yeah, he was a good kid. I'm gonna miss him.
Totally. Yeah.
Well, I got a message here from Alicia as well, Duncan. I haven't listened to it yet, so I don't
know what,
what she said. But let me just get my phone and stick it in here. Where is her message? Oh, and Hannes also sent something for you. Let me just see what it is. Hannes said...
Kumi, Boboyan.
I want to say to Duncan, he was a gentle lover, except when it comes to Afrikaans. And I... If you could rape a language... Duncan would be Jack the Ripper. His interesting moments with Alan Committee and Mark Banks, and when Yvonne mangled his nipples. Oh, yeah, because you must think back of what you liked about the show the past couple of times you were on the show. So think about that. While we think, let me get Alicia's message now. She also sent a message. As I say, I don't know what the hell she's saying here. Well, let's have a listen.
Hello.
Hello, Alicia.
My name is Alicia. I'm here the eulogy for Duncan.
Now she stops the fucking message. Now I must press another button. Okay.
And I just want to say that I can't believe he's gone. I mean, the last thing that he said to me was, Alicia, your tits looks nice in that dress. And it was the last thing that he ever said to me. And I told him to go fuck himself. I was so rude to him. I was so mean. Yeah. He was such a nice guy. And he had the softest lips. Anyway, yeah. The best thing that I can remember about Duncan is... he's horrible. 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 Wait. I'm fucking talking Afrikaans. Dit het te fucking gesak. Hy het so kak Afrikaans gepraat dat ek het gewens, ek het fucking doodgegaan. In elk geval, liewe Duncan, waar ook al jy is, of jy nou in die hemel is en of jy nou in die hel is, ons was lief vir jou, jy is 'n klein kak. En ek hoop dat jy is gelukkig, en ek hoop dat jy het baie tiete om na te kyk. Oh, Duncan. Rest in peace, my friend. Rest in peace, oh.
Okay, dankie, Alicia. That was her contribution. Wow. So you remember when you started on the show, Duncan? Because we had a porn star here, and I had no one to go ask him questions with me. And I asked around here, the Cliff Central crew, and they didn't want to do it. A gay porn star. And I asked you, because you were actually behind the ceiling, I nearly said, behind the window. And you said, yeah, you would. And you actually posed questions to the guy.
Yeah, meneer.
And then from then on, you were a regular.
Yeah.
I spotted that the X Factor was definitely not there. No, it was there.
Yeah, meneer. You know, eerste, ek wil net by Alicia say, baie dankie voor die miskunde. Was baie, baie... Dit maak my emosioneel. En wat ek net nou sê, baie dankie om jou meneer en die hele team hierso, die hele span hierso.
Net team is reg.
Okay. Die hele team hierso, hulle het my net gevaat en soos julle klein baboonkie, jy vat my na plekke, ons blom met modelle.
Oh yeah.
Ja, so julle is die A-team hierso, en ek is baie trots om enige van julle te ken. Jy is baie speciale om aan my.
I also want to say that you are irreplaceable. Aww. And I had a long thought about what would mean so much to me to play to you, because I know you love your music, you love your jazz.
Yeah.
So I had to think, and I think you will love this song that I've got especially for you.
Oh, a car.
Lello Plazi Wine Embus.
Good.
With the meme here and the meme there. Naime, naime, yogi tawi meme. Babu McDonald Wine Plus.
Ia, ia, o.
Babu McDonald Wine Plus.
Ia, ia, o.
Lello Plazi Wine Cuckoo.
Ia,
ia,
o. It's a chicken.
With a pack pack there and a pack pack there. Now you pack, now you pack, yogi, now we pack pack. Babu McDonald, wine a plus.
Ia, ia, o.
Babu McDonald, wine a plus.
Ia, ia, o.
Kulelo plus, wine a gulub.
Ia, ia, o.
With a cook there and a pack pack there. Babu McDonald, wine a plus.
Ia, ia, o.
Babu McDonald, wine a plus.
Yeah.
It's plus fun.
Yeah.
Ulelo plus the wine is in ya.
I don't.
With a whoop whoop there and a whoop whoop there. Nine whoop, nine whoop, yogi now we whoop whoop. Babu McDonald, wine a plus.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, oh, there you go. Yeah.
That is
extra special.
We got an extra special guest here as well. He's here. Let me play this a little bit in the background, and then we will understand why I do it.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago.
It's also one of our listeners from the beginning, Sean Boetes. Hello, welcome by the show.
Hallo, hallo.
En ons het met jou gepraat. We talked to him very early in the morning once. Remember, we were talking like medical stuff and he was half asleep.
Oh, yeah. He
waited up for us. Shame, man. And then when he had to perform, he couldn't. He was like, we were going, Sean! Sean, hallo! But now you're here. Jy's hier op ons eie tyd, zone. En jy luister na die Casper Radio Show daar in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Wat doen jy daar?
Ek is 'n geneticus vir 'n private prenatal kliniek.
Ek weet nie wat dit is nie.
So dit is 'n dokterskantoor wat swanger vrouens toe na kom en dan doen hulle nou hulle sonars en dan trek ons hulle bloed en dan doen ons DNA toets op hulle.
Okay, so we can do the Germaine and Duncan test.
I can do now.
I actually thought of it the minute he started speaking. I was like, oh, that we could do that.
No, he's like
what's the toots?
DNA to see if your family.
Oh yeah.
A paternity test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we were talking about making. What were you talking? Oh, we were talking about stem splitting. We were talking about that you can have three. Did we talk about that? Three people in one.
It started off with that, yes.
It's not just a mother and a father. It could be a father, father, mother, all together in one guy.
The three. Yeah. So it's.
What the
yes.
Fuck? Okay.
Help so him. It's the.
To explain to her.
I think it was in the UK.
Thank you.
I don't know if it was legal at the time, but they took the egg cell of one woman and took the nucleus out of it because the mother who wanted to have a baby, she had a genetic mutation in her mitochondria. So your mitochondria in your cell has its own DNA. So they took a donor egg cell and took the nucleus out and then put the mother's nucleus into this. So then it had healthy mitochondrial DNA. And then they did in vitro fertilization with the dad's sperm and then implanted the the kid. And so then the kid was born healthy, but she has technically three parents, genetically.
Wow. That is amazing. I did not even know something like that was possible.
Yeah, It's very new. A lot of countries don't really want to do it.
Do you have a picture of the ethically? Baby?
They're like moral problems, I suppose. That's all. That's the problem.
Yeah. It's so what, it's something new. People are scared.
It's too new. Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, it makes sense to me that if you do want a baby, but you don't want that specific gene to be, you know, transferred to get help. If you want a baby. I mean, what's so,
there's nothing
so difficult?
Wrong. I love it.
I think it causes like muscular
dystrophy. Problems.
Yeah. So it's really bad disorders that the kid can get. If you can avoid it, why not?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. That makes sense to me. Yeah. I mean, you're just making someone else's life happier and your pocket stronger.
Yeah.
As jy na ons luister, Sean, luister jy op podcast, obviously, ne?
Ja, ek wil sê, ek is bietjie verlore, is Duncan nou besig om uit te gaan van die show af?
Nee, ek het gemis.
Ja, dit het ek nog gemis.
Ja, hy het op Facebook hierdie week gepost, rest in peace, Duncan, and we all didn't know what was going on. And so we decided to take that and actually have a funeral for him.
He was joking. Afrikaans mis.
Yeah, nee, exactly.
Oh, no, don't
so
encourage
you like to laugh at Duncan there?
Yeah.
You see, you've got a fan.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us today, man. You come from the Big Chi.
The Big Chi.
Yeah, that's what Chicago's called, man, amongst my community. And I know it's known for creating some of the best deep house music. Some of the most famous jazz musicians come from there, rappers and stuff. Do you have any black friends that side?
Most of my friends are.
Okay.
Can you hear he's got an American accent when he speaks?
He does.
Because you have to do that in America. Otherwise, they go, wah, 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 wah.
Dude, have you been with a black American girl yet?
I don't think so.
Dude, it's a dream of mine, man.
I haven't been with any girl there.
What, are you married?
No.
Brother, he's a sister.
You play for Betty's team.
Yes.
Tom, are you the goalkeeper or the front?
You'll have to find out that yourself.
Are you coming on to me, dude? You want a black brother for breakfast?
No. Look at that.
Very funny. We must just not forget that I interrupted Betty's gay news. So let's just go back to that. Sean, let's just talk together with Betts. Mm-hmm. Otherwise... Oh, wait, what does Kodua say there, Duncan?
Last message from Kodua was Duncan.
That's the one that said that Betty is a puss?
Yeah, the last
message. Betty is a puss,
no, Duncan's
no, the last message we got Kodua was Duncan, yo, puss, Betty is the biggest personality on the show.
Oh, yeah, and now?
Then he sent in another message saying, no, I meant Betty is the biggest personality on the show.
Oh.
Duncan is a G. And then we have
what Abe. Does G mean? What genius.
A G? Like a gangster, like a dog, man. Like a man, son. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, then look at Betty. He looks sexy. Then we've got Uber or Aber op die WeChat. And he says, hello, Jelle. Ek wou richtig vandag live geluister het.
Yeah.
Maar kijk waar die tijd al klaar.
Oh.
Ek van altijd die podcast en voel soos Apunani. As ek nie kan saam chat oor jylle.
Oh ja.
Sê, love die show, of gaan die show love, sal ek sê.
Ja, but he's writing into the future. Oh, we love that. And so, what, a punani is then what? A punani
a yoni.
Is what, Betty? Duncan?
No, a punani is a yoni.
A punani is die ding wat ek het.
Ja, maar that's the personality.
Ja,
dis personality.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
that's
the personality. Betty, het jy al hallo gesê vir Sean?
Hallo Sean, ek het, hello. Ja.
Het jy al hom gegroet allemaal?
Ek het vir Sean gegroet.
Ja.
Van hulle het uitgekom?
Check net.
Well, we could have done better.
Ek het nie geweet dat Sean twee dag gesit het nie.
Weet jy gedink is dit?
Clark Kent, he does look like Clark Kent.
Now, I did warn them that Sean... who was on the radio with us, on the telephone with us, is coming today. So they were waiting for you, but they didn't know what you look like. So what news have you got that can enlighten Sean's life in Chicago? Is there any gay news from there?
Well, in Chicago, nie, maar in Joburg, ja.
Oh. Tell us.
Joburg kry weer 'n ordentlike gay club.
Enough already.
Oh, my God. Ja, onthou jy dit so ruk terug het ek gemention Ram Divas wat in Boksburg was, het so a one night only aand gehad, wat hulle so ek dink hulle het die waters getoets of mense gaan kom, en dit het goed gegaan en hy maak nou a permanent comeback, maar hulle upgrade, hy gaan nou in Bryanston wees.
Amazing.
So yeah, because you know what, the place in Boksburg, because it was at a certain venue and then they moved it like around the corner.
Yeah.
This was like many moons ago.
Yeah, but this was like young. This was just a box tour.
It was horrid. It was horrid. It was just a Waanhuis gelijk.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think it was a Waanhuis.
Then we need the details ASAP.
No, this is in fuck. I can't even 277 Main Road.
Yeah.
I swear, Duncan.
What's the club going to be called? The Big Hole?
Ramp Divas. Oh. Make a comeback. Wat gaan die naam wees, denk jy?
The Black Hole.
That's what I have. Anyone want to get lost in my black hole?
Ons het gaste.
Ja, so ek dink it's exciting. Ek mean, daar's absolute vocal in Joburg, so... Dus a pub hier en a pub daar, maar niet erg a full-on club nie.
But do you know what I miss? Sorry. Yeah. Do you know what I miss is that sense of village, that sense of community in Braamfontein. When why are you shaking your head, Duncan? Pumpkin?
Met Heartlands,
look,
yeah.
Look, this is serious, but there's been a vaccination for HIV that's been found. So that's good news for you guys, isn't it?
Krik, krik. En Sean is going...
Op die topic, daar's een nieuwe ding wat nou een hit is. Sex roulette. Waar gay ouwens een seksparty hou waar een ou secretly HIV het. Dit is een actual thing wat nou gebeur.
What?
Ek dink is fucked up.
I think so too.
Really?
What's a sexual roulette?
Sex roulette, yeah.
So what's that, the mole? It's like, who's the mole?
Yeah. Who's the hole?
My God.
This is terrible.
Sean, bly jy in Johannesburg as jy hier is?
Nee, ek is nou in Pretoria.
En kom jy uit die Kaap uit, of nie? Hoekom dink
ek is gebore in Kempton.
Oh my God. Yeah. Hanu, dis Hanu se home ground.
Okay.
Ek het gedink jy kom van die Kaap af. So waar het jy geswat?
Ek het op Tikkies aan swat.
Okay, I thought you were a UCT and Cape Town. Okay, en hoe het jy daar aan die ander kant uitgekom dan? Was jy net baie slim of wat?
Ek was nog altyd in die mediese veld gewees en so toe het ek hierso sielkundige geswaat. En toe het ek familie gehad het oorgetrek het en toe het hulle my half oorreed om soontoe te gaan, want jy kan daar met 'n graad gaan medies wat. Dit werk bietjie anders as hierso. En toe het ek nou oorgegaan en dinge het nog nie heeltemal uitgewerk soos wat dit moes nie en toe het ek nou in die graad beland wat ek nou het. So het ek 'n graad in molecular genetics gekry.
Okay.
En nou doen ek aansoek vir skool weer. So ek gaan nou 'n MD PhD doen.
So jy wil aanhou swat?
Mhm.
Well, that's very good while you can do it. Because at some stage you get lazy, you don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. En ek wil 'n paar dinge hierso in Suid-Afrika begin en ek dink ek moet 'n beter graad. Ek weet nie of ek sal terugkom nie, maar ek wil dit wat ek nou doen, wil ek implementeer hier in Suid-Afrika.
Ja, dat is een moedse gespecialiseerde veld. Ek denk, jy sal onmiddellik gehelp, of jy sal onmiddellik gehulp gevra word, denk ek.
So, ja, dit wat ek nou doen, dit is nog vreselijk niet in Amerika, even.
Ja.
So ek het nou, by die plek waar ek is, hulle het my gehuur om vir hulle een nieuwe toets uit te werk en te design, waar ek na die mense se DNA kyk, en dan kan ek vir hulle sê, wat die medikasie hulle moet gebruik en nie moet gebruik nie, moet hulle hoë dosis wat.
Wow, ja, dit is baie
gespesialiseerd. Want elke persoon metabolise dit anders dan.
Ja.
En jou DNA sê vir jou basis hoe dit gebeur.
Wow. Ek sien dit.
So ek wil nou op 'n stadium wil ek nou hier na Suid-Afrika toe kom en dit hier instel.
Hoe lank vat dit om deur iemand se DNA te gaan? Ek bedoel, as jy nou die DNA het, vat dit 'n dag, 'n maand, 'n week?
Dit hang af wat jy toets doen. As die DNA klaar geëkstrakt is, van die toets, as die paternity toets, kan in, ek denk, 4 ure.
Ok, so quick.
Ja. Dan is daar wat, miskien een dag of 2, wat, daar vang in hoe groot jy wil gaan.
Ja. Ok, maar het raak al hoe vinniger.
Ja.
Ja. Wat jy gevra het vir my?
Nee, ek wou net sê, ek weet nou nie of ek jou reg verstaan nie, maar as ek dit wel doen, then I think if you can do that where you can ascertain which medicine specific people should have, sê, dink ek dit kan nogal alright wees vir mense met mental illness, because they often they battle because hulle kan nie sê wat gaan werk, wat kan nie werk nie. And so they go through a whole cycle of, you know, all the wrong medication. So
die grootste deel van die paneel wat ek nou gedesign het is antidepressante.
Oh, dis my course.
Want baie van die vrouens as jy nou swanger is, dan wil jy nou nie eintlik allerhande medikasie gebruik of deur verskillendes gaan terwyl jy dit nou doen nie. So dan in plaas van om een te vat en dan te kyk wat werk en dan 6 maande later en nie weer te probeer en deur al daai goed te gaan, kan ons nou vir jou sê hierdie gaan werk, hierdie gaan nie werk nie.
That's amazing. Weet
wat gaan gebeur, ja.
Yeah, but it's true because I am on it and then you have to wait and see and must kick in and then we must adjust it and then it doesn't work and then you try Zelbops and then that doesn't work. It takes that will be great. So I'll send you something. I'll give you one of my hairs and you can analyze it.
Ek het 'n bietjie spoeg.
Cotton bud.
You're a clever man.
That's fantastic.
So apart from all of that, what do you miss about South Africa?
A lot.
Can I miss one thing?
Ek mis het om my taal te praat die hele tyd.
Jy kan my altyd bel. Jy kan my altyd bel. Ons kan boerewors eet. Again, ons kan connect. Maar ek wil net een ding uitvind van jou. Waar denk jy al die medisyon technologie gaan in en waar sal dit al end?
Where is it going to end?
Is daar limits?
I don't think so yet. I don't think we'll create life.
I hope there are no limits.
We'll create life.
I hope there'll be no limits. Because, I mean, can you imagine there are limits? Well, you keep coming up with certain...
Science has no
limits. Dit is ons sien goeders nou miskien as 'n limiet. But at some point, we break through that limit. And understand it. And then move on to the next part.
Denk jy, dat's 'n God?
Nee.
Jy dink nie, dat's 'n God nie. Omdat ek dink, julle mense dat... Denk jy kan op God se werk improve, maak God baie kwaad, omdat God maak dinge as hy sien en as hy soek die goedes moet weet. En jy kom soos 'n dokter en jy dink jy kan goedes doen.
I just want to apologize to everyone out there for Duncan. He is not allowed by doctor's orders to speak his personal philosophy on the show, and he has just, I think, forgotten his medication today. And now he's hotting left, front, and center.
This is the Umkomgoti.
Yeah, this is the fucking Umkomgoti. But what I want to ask, actually, the question I was about to ask, and then we didn't get to it, let's just hear.
When my diamond,
question I wanted to ask you, Sean, is when you were young, did you go to clubs and which ones did you do? I don't know how old you are, so I can't hoor min of meer of ek die clubs se name ken.
I think Graham Divas was een van die gewees.
Okay.
In Boksburg wat ek al in was.
Okay.
En in 'n paar in Johannesburg iewers. Ek kan nie die name onthou nie.
Wat is die Johannesburg steegie? Wat was daai?
Dit was Hortons, Purple Fly, Therapy,
Seaman,
Seaman.
Ek was daar, ja.
Stardust was Pretoria.
Ooh, God.
And then there was one, because this was like before my generation, it's called Champions. It's for the proper Ola guys.
So that's the Ola means, sir.
Ja, ek was ook daar.
Ooh, ek was Ola.
Ek is Ola. So, Betty, any more news? Except for, listen, you tell me about Roger. What the fuck happened? It's our boy of Cliff Central.
Oh, Roger, yeah.
Remember our boy of Cliff Central for last year? Yeah. One? Roger
the... Roger the
Kramer.
Roger the Kramer. Yeah. Hy was in a ongeluk maandagochtend.
Oh. What's the accident?
Yeah, motorbike accident on the highway.
Accidente.
Motorbike.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so he broke his leg in a few places, quite badly, and fractures his arm, and yeah, he's in hospital. He had surgery yesterday, but he's going well now. It's on the road to recovery now.
Does he make contact with you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shame. Then he tells you these things.
Yeah.
Is it appropriate for Bet to keep contacting our Cliff Central winners?
No, it's not.
No, because one of the prizes was a year's haircut and styling by me.
With you?
Yes.
Is that a prize?
That for me, yes.
So you like the best gay hairdresser?
No, I'm the best hairdresser.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Good answer, Betty.
I know.
Wonderful. Sean, what funny show? How you fun? Van ons show. Lieg maar. Maar ek bedoel, maar jy luister jy na Konse story bijvoorbeeld?
Love Konse story.
Okay.
In love Trippe Trappe Trone.
Oh, good. So, we should carry on with that.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Ek moet sê, in die begin was Konse story vir my bietjie stadig geweest, maar ek het baie goed opgetel vir my.
Ja. Kijk, aan die begin is reg. It was like a typical soap, so that's why it was slow, because a soap is slow. But now it's picking, yeah, it's really
good. I love it.
Oh, bye, donkey. Oh, let me just, you got it in my, what does Cindy say? She's Duncan, shut up. What does Cindy say?
Cindy says, oh my God, Duncan, stop talking now. I think that was when we were talking about the black hole. Yeah. And then Godua says, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the guest of them all? Betty!
Who's Godua?
He's there. Gavin, is die mens rarig daar?
Nee, Kadoa is rarig daar, maar ek weet nie of die mensie daar is nie. Ek dink dis
wat die Duncan van praat.
Duncan praat het uit sy black hole uit.
I promise you it's here. This guy, this person's Kadoa, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the gayest of them? All it says, Betty!
I accept.
Ek kan nie geloof die tyd vlieg nie, ons is amper al gegaan, maar kom ons gaan.
Hoe laat is dit
dan al? Is wel amper kwart voor.
Wait, Casper, last question for our doctor in the studio.
Yeah, we're not finished. I'm just saying we're on our way to finish. Go on.
Immortality. Is that just a fantasy, or is it possible for humans to live up until the year up until they're 900 years old? Is that possible?
We don't know.
Stop
yet.
Time. You don't think?
Well, and they were 900 years old in your Bible, Duncan.
Absolutely. I want to find out, because they say people in the Bible, their genes, especially Adam and Eve, they were at their purest form. Was it possible for a human being to live up until that long?
And
I don't think so.
Sorry. Okay, let's quickly go through what things that happened and see if you can recognize some of these things. What is Boaty McBoatface? What is Boaty McBoatface? Yes?
There's a navorsing skip, a research ship that they asked the internet to name, and that was the most popular name.
Yeah, the public named it, but then they said it's a cuck name, Boaty McBoatface. So they named it?
Richard Attenborough?
Yes. No, the other one. The brother, David. No, what's his name? David Attenborough.
Oh, David, yeah.
Richard is the... David Attenborough. You see, this guy is fucking like this.
A walking encyclopedia.
He's a walking encyclopedia.
Ask him about black history. Let's see what he knows.
Okay, well, let's see what you know.
Yeah.
Who was Malcolm Z?
Malcolm Z is the guy that came after Malcolm X.
5 points to Duncan.
Yeah.
Where was bungee jumping invented?
New Zealand?
Yes! Yes, he's good, eh?
He's guessing.
Woo! Well, it's a good guess.
It's gay knowledge.
Educated guess.
Why would you say New Zealand?
I don't know.
Ah, but you're right. It is. I watched Amazing Race, one of the past episodes, and they said, well, now we're bungee jumping where it was invented, New Zealand.
Mm. Yeah, that's a tribe that does a man word. Jy gooi jouself by kraans af met 'n rek in jou voete.
Regtig?
Ek sweer, dit is 'n tribe, dit is 'n tradisie. Op 'n sekere ouderdom dan maak hulle, maar die rek is ook uit plantmateriaal gemaak.
So it was like a roulette.
Dit is, ja, en dan spring jy daar af en dan is jy nou man. Of dood.
When are we going, Betty?
Wat? Met plant, denk jy plant gaan my hou?
Dit gaan van jou man maak dalk.
Sean, you'll know this one, I'm sure. It's a Michigan man. It was a Michigan man. He went into like supermarkets, Checkers or whatever from the their Checkers and their shop, right? And then what did he do?
He sprayed some chemical on the produce that was sitting on the shelves. I don't know what it was, though.
Okay, I'll tell you. But he's good again. He's
this guy's so boring, dude.
He's 15 points. He just knows. He sprayed water, hand cleaner, and Tomcat mouse poison on fruit,
the mouse poison.
Yeah, apples.
Who come?
Because he's mad. Because
people in America are a little crazy.
Have you met an actual prepper, doomsday prepper? People collecting stuff because of the apocalypse and stuff?
No. But when I lived in Houston, I did go when Hurricane Ike was hitting us. We did go through a point of like just stocking up on everything. Shelves were empty, but I haven't met a doomsday one though.
What do you think of a gay man who just stock up on dildos for doomsday prep?
Okay, so Sean,
what do you think?
Look, I'd collect clits, man. If I
stadig oor die flitterkies. I wanted to ask you a question, but it's totally been removed by the image of a dildo.
I work hard every day.
Oh my goodness, I've totally forgot. It was a good question, but after. Oh, why in movies? I want to know if it's really an American custom, or is it just in movies? Do people not say goodbye on phone calls? Do they do that in America? They like say, okay, I'll see you tonight, and you just put down the phone. It always happens.
No. The people I know say goodbye.
We say goodbye, hey.
Yeah. My ma doen dit wat jy nou sê. Sy sal sê, okay, dan sit sy neer.
Sit neer, okay. Yeah. Dit is nou verby. Bye-bye is my a waste of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
And it's
woman.
Like that. I always thought growing up as a child watching like the American movies, like 555 existed.
Yeah.
And it doesn't.
No.
But because people phoned the right numbers, the real
numbers. I did,
numbers.
Like Gavin. Yeah. I did.
Yeah, but at the beginning of movies, they had the real a real number, and so people were answering and said, no, let's make it 555 rather. Mm. Okay. Well, now we get to another section, and I'm sure you will all know this.
Stuff puppies on J8. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Ah, Duncan, Dumela.
Sawubona mnikazi.
Okay.
Hey, kitsone man.
Hey, khor.
Hey, utsure kitlala.
Mhm.
Sheba mole.
Wa.
Kinyonyani.
Sandwich
Baron. Aeroplane. Ai. Ki sandwich Baron.
Oi.
Ke sandwich Baron.
E tomato in yama?
Eh, a ditapule le diperekisi.
Ai.
Ka o vlela ntotse ka ofela tso di batlang. Sandwich Baron etla ufa.
Did you just put potato and peaches on that bread?
Tswara uje sandwich Baron. Tia. Tia ntate tia.
This is the most successful boy band in history. Who are they?
Blackstreet Boys.
Blackstreet Boys, you're right.
Whoop, whoop.
We are going to stuff poopy them today. Oh, Betty, have you got more news for me? Well, if you have, it's too late.
Okay, fantastic.
Sorry, my darling. It's
I love the show.
It's a wonderful show. But let's just encapsulate Betty. No, sorry. So they are AJ. If you're big fans, tell shout out names. Howie, Nick,
yay.
Kevin, and Brian. Okay, big fans, yeah. I saw a movie the other day called Show 'em What You're Made Of, and it's about the Backstreet Boys. And then I know we got a common image of them, like they common, but they actually made wonderful songs, and it reminded me of my youth when I listened to all those songs again. Big in 1999, 2000, 2001, 2002, they were huge. Remember?
millennium, that CD. Do you remember, Gavin? No.
Yeah,
no. Where were you, Gavin? Where were you in those days?
Is that the same Brian that is Brian McFadden?
Yeah.
No, man, that's Westlife.
This is Westlife. Sorry. Yeah, it is.
New Zealand is calling you, Betty.
Yeah, Bungie. Bungie Donkey. No, man, this is Backstreet Boys. They were really big. They were started by a gay billionaire called Lou Pearlman.
What?
Yeah. But then he fucked out. He was actually a criminal. Without their knowledge, this all came out in the movie, so I felt for them. Without their knowledge, he started another group called NSYNC.
Wow.
To be competition for them.
Oh, with Justin.
Sure. Yeah, but Justin and Diana Diana. And so he was like a conniving old bastard, and then he was caught evading tax, and he had a Ponzi scheme. Which is something apparently you drink at a party. It's Ponzi. No, I'm joking. And he's in jail now. Anyway, but they are the best-selling boy band ever. Now, I'm going to play this Backstreet Boy thing, and you will recognize all these songs. And you'll tell me, sorry, Casper, I love them, Gavin. You're going to tell me that. Shemaine, you remember them?
I do.
And you, Sean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know, hello.
My listener. Nie gou kan nie.
Hulle sê die grootste in my oog gewees nie.
Hulle is fucking huge.
I can tell you an interesting fact about the Backstreet Boys is that they were actually copied the Black Street Boys because white people wanted to do everything cool that black people used to do back in the days in America, which is still continuing even till today.
What does Rianier say there? Rian say?
Rian Kodier op die WeChat say Metallica is better. And then
isn't it a boy band? Nee?
Yeah, I don't know. He's trying to stir this Rian. We'll do some bands again. Chicago, Metallica, and stuff like that. But the Backstreet Boys, I watched the movie and I thought it's apt for the show. They are good. I love them. I respect them. They went to Sweden in 1998 or 6 or something and then recorded again the Swedes, you know. Mm. They got that.
Ja, voor als je Zweden toe gaan, dan je het gemaakt.
Je het. Hulle die een ritme was zo. Tell me the meaning of being lonely. And Britney also. I'm not a girl.
Boom, boom, boom.
Not yet a woman.
Bam, bam, bam.
Mm-hmm. So, let's see if I can jog your memory. Gavin is dancing now.
Oh, we sacrificed the world. street. Backstroke street. Backstroke street. Backstroke street. Backstroke street.
So, what do you say now, Gavin?
Woo! I absolutely enjoyed that.
It's lovely, eh?
I was standing and dancing in the studio.
In case well, you didn't notice. It was lovely. It filled me with emotion of happiness.
Chisms.
Betty, thank you for being here this week.
Ach, dankie dat jy is,
Bart.
Probeer maar.
Dankie dat jy hier was.
Dankie dat ek kon kom.
Dit is vir mense soos jy, dat ons hier by mekaar kom elke Vrydag. En vir julle vermaak verskaf, wat ons ook stimuleer. Shemaine, my darling, go well.
Oh,
I don't know if you know, but this is your last show. No, I'm joking.
I shall go well.
Gavin, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
And to the dead Duncan, who has arisen again, Duncan, forward with love and determination.
Bye, donkey, almal. Gaan nou wel.
Bye, donkey.
Bye, donkey.
Goodbye, stay well. Bye-bye, buddy, girlfriend. Goodbye, stay well. Teens are born.
Cliff Central. I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com. Beep, 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 beep.